Okay, I just wanted to promise at the end of yesterday's shiur that I would say over the Rav Scheinberg that related to yesterday's daf. That is, we had the principle yesterday, Batla Daito Eitzel Kol Adam. That is, that Tosu said that when do you say that somebody's, just a few people's actions are insignificant, and when do you say no, they have significance? Tosu said, if they are a significant group of people, and if everybody would be in their situation, they would also do the same behavior, so then you don't say Batla Daito Eitzel Kol Adam. But if you're missing either one of those, so then you say Batla Daito Eitzel Kol Adam. So Scheinberg used this Tosu to answer up a kasha that Achronim have in Shabbos on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, where the Gemara there says that as a machlokas, if you spin wool on the back of an animal, are you chayv midaraisa for tviya? So where is a machlokas? So one of the opinions is ein derech tviya b'kach, ein derech of making wool in this way. The Gemara says, but what do you mean? We know in the Mishkan that these women did it this way, right? It says tavu b'ishtof b'izim, v'tavu b'izim, and they did this the fancy way that they were able to spin the wool while it was still on the animal's back. So the Gemara says, no, chachma yisei rishayni. No, chachma yisei rishayni, and therefore you can't bring a raya from that spinning. So the question, though, the Achronim ask is that, so they did it, but what's the difference between Madanshi Hutzal? So it should be insignificant. You know, they it should be Batla Daito Eitzel Kol Adam. And it shouldn't be that they would be allowed to do that for the Mishkan, because it's not Malachas Bachshavas. It's not a thought-out act. It's Peshinui, and you shouldn't be able to do that for the Mishkan, not just for Shabbos. So Rav Scheinberg says, no, it fits both of those requirements. Number one, it's a whole group of women. It's Nashim Chachamos, a special Chachma from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if everybody would have that Chachma, they would also spin this way. Because it's a quote-unquote a better type of spinning. When do you say a better type of spinning? Since you have to add on, there's a Sfarno in Parshas Vayakel, where the Sfarno says, why on that Pasuk, Shtof Izim, where they did it on the sheep. So the Sfarno says, because if the less processes that you take a natural material and put it through, the greater shine it has, and the greater radiance it has. So that's why the Dafka did it on the animal, because it had a greater Zahir Tvei, I think the Lashon is. So that's what Shimer says. That's Tosus principle can answer that Gemara about the Nashim who had the special Chachma in terms of spinning the wool. Okay, that was just the Hosafa from yesterday. Now we continue with the two dots. Chav Chasim Abeis. Says the Gemara, Gufa. So remember the whole Amud over here was talking about different types of foods that you're allowed to use to make an Erev, and that you're not allowed to use to make an Erev, and we got it to Hilchas Brachas also, and Hilchas Meiser Sheni, are you allowed to buy it with your Meiser Sheni money, and do you have to give Meiser from it? All of those are four sets of halachas that the Gemara discussed. Gufa Amar of Yehuda Amarav, Kashos V'chaziz, Ma'arvin Ba'aleim, U'mavarchan Aleim Bori Pri Ha'adama. Kashos and chaziz, these two vegetables we were talking about yesterday, you can use for an Erev, and you can make a Bori Pri Ha'adama on them, which is the statement that we had earlier on the daf. Bekama, how much do you need of these to be able to use for an Erev? So we mentioned you need mazon shtei sudos, as we're going to see in the future as well. They're enough for two meals. So how much of these do you use for two meals? Kadam Rabbi Yechiel kumalo hayad. Like Rabbi Yechiel says, a handful. Like he said, in another context, a handful. Hachanami kumalo hayad. So here too, a handful. Chaziz bekama. So that was how much kashos. How much chaziz? Amar Rav Bartuv, Amar Rav Yisrael, Amar Rav, kumalo uzilasa de'ichri. As much as a bundle of the ichri of the workers who work out in the field. They all bundle up the chaziz in a certain size bundle. So as much as one of those bundles. Amar Rav Chilki Bar Tovia, Ma'arvin Bakalya. You're allowed to be ma'ariv with kalya. What's kalya? Rashi says it's the stalk of a straw kalach shel esev, a kasha ke'etz. It's very hard material. And on the side it says that they used to use it in making soap. So ma'arvin bakalya. So bakalya salkadaitach, is that edible? Ela biyarka the kalya. No, it means the greens that grow with the kalya. So that's what you're allowed to use. Vikama, amar b'chiel kamalo hayad. That's where b'chiel said that a handful is the amount. Rav Yirmiya nafek l'kirisa. Rav Yirmiya went out one time to the village to check on the vegetables. Bo mine, ma'u, not just the vegetables, the growths here. Ma'u la'ari b'pulun lachim. They asked him, could you use moist beans? Could you use moist beans for an eruv? Lo avi b'yadah, he wasn't sure about it. Yes, l'be medrusha. When he came back, amrulei hacham rabbi anai. Ma'arvin b'pulun lachim. So when he came back, the talmid in the base medrash said, yo, you can. You can't even arrive at Pulon Lachin. V'kama, Amr Rabbi Yechiel, Kamal Hayad. Again, Rabbi Yechiel says, a handful. Amr, again, a handful of these beans is a whole two meals. But as we'll see later on today's daf, no, the point is that how much of this food would you normally eat with your two meals, with your seuda? Not that you're only using this for the meal, but how much would you eat with your seuda? Even a handful is subjective. How big of a handful? You're right, but again, I guess some type of objectivity, whatever the size handful is. Again, also malai lugmav. We say everybody has a different cheekful, so it comes out there too. Amar Rav Hamnuna, ma'arvin b'tardin chayin. You're allowed to be ma'ariv with raw beets. Tardin chayin. Eini, is this true? Amar Rav Chisda, silka chaya katil gavra chaya. Raw beets kill live men, meaning it's can't kill dead man, but just the play on words. Katal gavra chaya. So you see, it's not a good thing. And as we saw in the Pirshah Mishnah of the Rambam, and we saw as the Gemara yesterday, something not healthy, and for sure something like this shouldn't be able to be used for an eruv. Hahu b'vashel v'lo bashel. That's only if it's cooked a little bit. If it's raw, it's not so bad. If it's cooked a little bit, so then that's where it is problematic for health. Ikat Amre, another version of this Gemara. Amr Rav Hamnuna, ein ma'arvin batar din chayin. Rav Hamnuna says you're not allowed to be ma'arvin. That's how he starts off. To Amr Rav Chisda, because as Rav Chisda said, silka chaya katal gavar chaya. I have haka chizidit ka'achli v'lo ma'isi. I, people eat it, and they don't die. Hasav abashil v'lo bashil. No, it means that it's not cooked. It's not cooked totally. Amr Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says what we had also in Masechta Shebrachos. Tavshil shartardin yafel alei v'tov alei naim. A beet stew is good for the heart and good for the eyes. The kol shekein lebnei b'yayim is surely good for the intestines. Amar Abaya, v'hu de yasef abei tafi v'avit tuchtuch. This is only if it's abei tafi, if it sits on the oven for a long time, it gets very done. V'avit tuchtuch, and this is and it makes the sound when it's so ready. So Rashi says it's mashmiya kol tuchtuch, like the kettle. Is tuk tuk tuk, and it's a sign that it's ready, right? Onomatopoeia in the Gemara, right here, right? It's make the sounds that that's how it's described in the Gemara. Okay, this is again, remember, part of the larger issue of using any refuos in the Talmud. This is good for you. This is bad for you. The Gaonim already a thousand years ago already made a xeris hakadmonim not to use the medicines mentioned in the Gemara. We're not sure exactly what they are. We're not sure exactly how much of them we're supposed to take. Other some Rishonim already, maybe Sinish Tanu Ativim, Tosas and Moed Katan, I think, says that a type of fish that was healthy and now we know it's dangerous. So again, in some way, sometimes we could say the nature has changed. Sometimes things are good for you, sometimes they're bad for you. Different stages of history. But in general, even if it's not Nishtanu Ativim, but we just can't interpret the Gemara properly in terms of relating it to us. So that's why one is not allowed to use the Talmudic medicine if it goes against modern medicine, if it goes with modern medicine, there's nothing wrong with it. Amar Rava continues, Hareini kebenazai b'shuki Tveria. Oh, Rava says, you know what? Today I'm like Benazai in Tveria. What does that mean? I'm like Benazai in Tveria. Benazai, Rashi here quotes, that Rava was in a very good mood. And he said to his Talmidim, ask me anything you want. You know, Benazai was an unbelievable Talmud Chacham. He was the God of Hador. And you could ask him anything, and he would give you an answer. So Rava was in a very confident, not in a gaivetic way, but just he was in a good mood. He was, so the Talmidim, you know, ask me anything you want. I'm like Benazai in the Shukei Tveria. Amar lei, hahu, mei rabbanan l'Rava. So one of the Talmidim got up and asked Rava, tapuchim bakama. How many apples do you need to make an Erev? For Erev, that's the kasha. That's the kasha that breaks the world. So Amar lei, and Rava answers, v'chima arim b'tapuchin? Can you really be ma'ariv with apples? So the Talmud says back, what do you mean? Or the Gemara says back, v'lo, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with being ma'ariv with apples? V'hatznan, kol ha'ochad mitzarfim l'psol sakviya. The Mishnah says in Mikvos that all foods combine to pasal the gviya, to pasal a person. In other words, me'ikar adin, food can't be matami a person. Because let's say food is a rishon or a sheni at most. And ein adam nitma ela me'av hatoma. That's the rule. Usually a man cannot become tummy except for not a tummy. So there are a couple of tumas midrabanan that were created. If you're eating tummy food, chazal were mitami you midrabanan. That's called tumas gviya. Right? Or mitami you. So if all foods can be mitzarif to the shear to be mitami you. Right? We know there's tumas yadayim, where your hands become shniyos latuma. So there are certain types of tumas midrabanan, even though meikar adin, that an adam cannot be nitma except from an avatuma. So all different foods can be mitzarif to pasol body. Bachati pras. Right, yeah, as long as you they all combine to the size of a half a loaf. Uben mazon shesu this le'eruv, and all foods combine for the food of two meals for the eruv. Uke beitza l'tamei tomas ochlin, and all foods can combine to the size of a beitza, size of an egg, that to be metamei tomas ochlin. So you have the Rishonim discuss. Does that mean to be able to become tamei tomas ochlin, or does that mean to be able to be metamei other foods, metamei tomas ochlin? That's a discussion in the Rishonim whenever this principle comes up. So you see from there, says the Gemara, that apples are fine. So the Gemara just says, what's the dia? V'haimai. Tiyufta. What's the tiyufta here exactly? Ilema, if the problem is, v'shem d'ktani kol ha'ochlin, v'hani b'nei achila ninu, if it's that, this says, this Mishnah says, all foods can combine for it to be metamei tomas kivia, and apples are considered food. So Gemara says that's not a raya because we had yesterday. Rabbi Yochanan says you can never learn anything from a klal. So maybe it's not included. Now maybe not all foods. You're right, it's a food, but maybe not all foods. So Ela Amar, no, maybe this is why, because of the next line of the Mishnah. Because of the next two lines, and we assume that there's a comparison between the two. It says, all foods can combine for the food of two meals for an Erev, and kibetza, the size of an egg, for a Tumas Ochlin, v'hari nami, and apples, b'nei tzimuye Tumas Ochlin inu. They can be metame Tumas Ochlin, so therefore it must be that they can be used for an Erev, because we're comparing the last two lines of the Gemara. So therefore, we don't know why Rava was questioning, can you be, right? He said he can answer any kasha. So then they asked him, how many apples did you use? So that he says, what do you mean, can you use apples? So we say, of course you can use apples. And the Gemara just answers, a comma, how many apples? How many apples? A kav of apples is what's used for a shear. But what's the kasha at the end of the day? What was Rava thinking? Maybe apples aren't mazon. Why? Apples are mazon. You don't eat it as the staple of your meal, but it is food. And Erev Chatzeros, you need pas. Erev Tchumin, so whatever one of the Erevs, whatever we're talking about, right, Rashi had that difficult Rashi on the Mishnah, but generally Erev Tchumin, you can use anything. Right, Bakol Ma'arvin, Chusman Amayim and Amela. There are a few exceptions besides that also, but in general, you should be able to use it. So the Rishonim here discuss, so what was Rabbi thinking? Rabbi said, you can ask me any kasha. And Daphne, you got stumped on the apple question? So what's going on? So the Ritva here has it one day up. It says, you know, maybe their apples weren't like our apples. You can always, we talked about before, you know, ain't a dome apples to apples. It says, green apples. Right, we ourselves have different types of apples. But all the apples that we have, basically, I guess we have cooking apples. Even we have different apples that aren't so maybe not edible raw. So the Ritva here says, let me just find it. The Ritva here says, Hekshu betosos, amayim arvin behem, da pri chashuv hein, v'nechon kamosha hein, what's the problem? So the Ritva here says, v'tirtsu, we don't have this tosos, v'tapukrim titu kashu hayu. Right, their apples were hard, v'lo hayu derech lach l'chayim ela aidea tchak. V'chein ha'heim hayom be'eretz ashkenaz. Right, the Ritva says, in Germany, yeah, they have these unripe apples, they don't eat shaf, tapukrim midbarios. And that's why Rav says, you know, you shouldn't be ma'ariv with them. Okay, that's what the Ritva says. The Rashva here quotes the Ritva and says, what are you talking about? Apples you can eat. That can't be what he's talking about. So Rashva here says, no, maybe similar to what Seth was saying. You never eat apples as a main course and even as a liftun. You don't dip your meat in apples. Apples is always eaten as dessert. Says you can't use an Erev. Something that's only eaten for dessert, you can't use that. It has to be something that's either the main part of the meal or liftun that is eaten with the main part of the meal. So that's an important yisod that we get from the Rashba. As we mentioned yesterday, we read a few yisodos. It has to be roy to eat right now. Can't be able to, you can't, you know, even if it's going to be prepared, the Gemara says, it's not good enough. It has to be ne'echal by most people. You know, there are a couple of rules. Here's another rule, says the Rashba. It has to be something that you eat as the main or with the main. Tosfos earlier gives another shot. If you look back on Tosfos Chazayinim Abayz, on top, where the Tosfos that comes over from Amun Aleph, Tosfos asks this question also, the end of the Tosfos. Six lines up from the end of the Tosfos. The Tosfos says, B'chi ma'arvin betapuchin, l'chadu de'yahu midrabanan avad. He wasn't really saying that they can't do it. He was just be sharpening his students. So he continues. He says that he wasn't really saying that you can't. He was just saying, you know, ask me any kashas. Maybe he was like just the opposite. Like the guy was asking such a pasha question that he was giving. He's like, come on, what? You can't do apples. So he's like saying just the opposite. Either way, those are three suggestions in the Rishonim as to why Rava said what he said. Gemara continues, second to last skinny line. Meisvei, we just said that you have to use a kav of tapuchim. a certain measurement of apples for your Erev, but Meisvei, we have a Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, where this could be a stira. Uch l'tavlin, uch is a measurement. So how much tavlin do you need for your Erev? An uchla of spices, v'litra yarek, a litra of vegetables, v'asara ego, I'm sorry, let me go back a step. This Reb Shimon ben Elazar is not referring to Erev. This is referring to Meiser Ani. Meiser Ani is, right, we know that every year you have to give Truma, besides Shemitah, every year you have to give Meiser Rishon to a Levi, but the third and the sixth year, instead of Meiser Sheni, which you bring up to Yerushalayim, you give Meiser Ani to the Ani. So the Reb Shimon ben Elazar is describing to us how much do you have to give to each Ani. Let's say that you have 100 Aniim that came to your silo, and you're standing at the silo, and you're about to give out your Meiser Ani. How much do you have to give to each one? You don't want to give it all to the same person. So how much do you give? So Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, Uch letavlin, v'litra yerek, v'asarek ozim, 10 nuts, chamisha farsakim, 5 peaches, ushei rimonim, 2 pomegranates, esrog echad. Right, that's what Reb Shimon ben Elazar said regarding Meiser Ani. V'omar gursk, Bardari, Mishmeid Rav Menashia, Bar Shaguvli, Mishmeid Rav, a bunch of unusual names. V'chein la'eruv. This Gursuk man said, and Rav said the same thing about Hilchas Eruv. Not only for Hilchas Meiser Ani, but also for Hilchas Eruv. And therefore the Gemara says, Ahani Nami Levi Kiyaf Arsakin. What's the difference between apples and peaches? The Gemara said you need a kav of apples, but what, 5 peaches are enough? Shouldn't they be the same shiurim? Only 5 peaches. A kav seems to be much more than 5. So Gemara answered, no. Hani chashivi, hani lo chashivi. As the Gemara here explains, peaches are more chashiv, and you eat less peaches at every meal. And remember, the principle for you need 2 seudos for an eriv, that doesn't mean you're only eating peaches or apples at the meal. You're eating other things. How many peaches? You eat less peaches with every meal. So 5 peaches is the amount of peaches you eat at 2 meals. You eat 2.5 peaches about at every meal. You eat a half a kav of apples along with every meal. So that's why you can't compare the 2 kinds of fruit. The poor in Lashon in Rashi here. Rashi here says on the Meiser Ani Rashi. Rashi says Reb Shimon ben Elazar. So he quotes Meiser Ani Shemachal Ani Magar Harbi Al Goren Koi V'Kamar Ain Poksin LaAni Bagoren Mehai Shir. You can't give less to the Ani from this year. After all, the pasuk says you shall give to the Levi the Ger the Yosam and Almana Ubatsir Mehachi Lohavi Nesina. And less than this is not called a nesina. And it says v'nasata la'levi. So what does that mean? So Rashi seems to be alluding to a very important yesod that I think was made famous by the Noda B'Yehuda. But then you'll see. We start with an achron here, then we go back to a rishon, and you'll see why. The Noda B'Yehuda says that there's a gemara in Kedusha Nuntas that said, and in other places also in Yevamos, chita achas poteres asakri. How much truma do you have to give me daraisa? How much truma do you have to give? There's no shiur written in the Torah. So it says in the Mishnayos and Trumas that Ayin Yafeh, right, 1/40, Ayin Beinonis, 1/50, Ayin Ra, 1/60. Fine. But Midaraisa, how much? So there's no Shia. The Gemara says, Chita Achas Poteres Esakri. One Chita, one little grain seed, you can give to the Kohen. Says the Noda B'Yehuda. He says, of Yeshli Lomar Bazet, Noda B'Yehuda in Simon Reish Aleph, Yerodea Tinyana Reish Aleph. Yeshli Lomar Bazet, Davar Chadesh, Shal Kadmani Bazet, Shum Mefaresh Oposek. I have to say something right now that has never been said before in the history of the world. This relates to what we had last week or so about that something that David HaMelech didn't know and Eov didn't know and Yechezkel until Zechariah. And we said over there the Chidah that says there are some times that there are certain Chidushim in the world that you shouldn't say that, oh, the Rishonim didn't think of it, so I can't think of it. But sometimes every Chidush has its time that it's supposed to be Mefursim. And maybe you're going to be the one that's going to be Mefursim that Chidush. So here too. So he says, nobody's ever said this before in the history of the world. That what? Ki mitzvah azos shal hafrashas chala. That's what he's talking about. Im hi ki mitzvah achas yishma shnei inyanim. It's one mitzvah, but there are 2 inyanim. Ha inyan ha echad lahafkiya iser tevel min ha isa. To remove the shame tevel from your food. Ki kodem ha hafrashah hi asur ba'achila. V'yayidei hafrashas achala min ha isa. Kfar hufka iser tevel. V'hodra ha isa ba'achila. That's step one, aspect one of hafrashas truma, hafrashas chala. Removing the shame tevel, making it mutter for you to eat. Even if, let's say, you took off challah and then you didn't give the challah to the kohen, you ate it, you didn't have eira, you never gave it. It's still the isa is still masukan. Ain kan el gezel ashevi. You're stealing from the kohen, but the isa is still masukan. And says the Noda B'Yehuda, there's no shear for the hasaras shame tevel. But the other aspect is the mitzvahs nesina. The mitzvahs nesina lekohen. That's not chida achas b'teres zakri. That's hasaras. That's to remove the shame tevel from the isa. Take a mitzvah of you to eat, but the mitzvahs nesina, that you need a significant shear. It's not a nesina unless you have a significant shear. V'shteyem ha'anima einu chalukim zeh bizeh. Shlothara isa ein lo shear klal min ha'Torah. V'afilu mashu botera isa kitshum ha'sgarit shechita achas. Botera isa zakri. V'on ha'inin ha'sheni l'kaimis ha'sesinu l'kohen. Zeh yesh lo shear min ha'Torah. Kivin d'chsev titnu. Tzorach shehei kedei nesina. V'ashir lazeh hu echan mi'chavtal ha'o eso echan mi'mechez kasher avar ha'chakach. Etc. etc. That's the Noda Yehuda. And nobody has said this before in my life, that there's a difference between Nesina and Hafrasha. Two different ideas. So number one, this Rashi seems to allude to something. Because what does Rashi say? Less than the Shirim is not a Nesina. So there, that this is part of maybe Rashi saying, Nesina is Dabar Chashav. We don't need the Rashi. The Tosas Rid says it Mefurish. Achron to point this out. Tosas Rid over there in Kedushin says Beferish. Ra'isi Makshim. How can you say Chid Achaz Be'er Zachri? It says Titin Loksiv. It says the Tosas Rid, V'nirli L'taris, Devadai Mitzvah Litein Dover Chashuv, etc., etc. Aval Miyu, Aval Pisha Mitzvaso Bekach, Im Eino Rotze L'kayim Mitzvah Zu, V'tarim Chita Achaz Mikol Akri, Niskan, V'yasem Midei Tivlo Elosh Lokiyem Mitzvah Nesina. Before it's the same words. Obviously, the Noda Yehuda didn't have a Tosas Rid. But this is what the Tosas Rid says there in Kiddushin. And it's even some, maybe it's even a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Because if people, there are those that point out that the Ramban in his Hasagas to Sefer HaMitzvahs on the Shorash Yud Beis quotes this idea, where the Rambam says you'd never count parts of mitzvahs as separate mitzvahs. That's the Rambam's rule. In the beginning, before the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam has 12 rules about counting beginning of mitzvahs. You don't count mitzvahs Rabbanan, you don't count parts of mitzvahs, you don't count mitzvahs that don't last forever. He has 12 rules, and the Ramban has 15 pages on every Shorash discussing where the Rambam's right, where the Rambam's wrong. So says the Ramban, he says, and the Ramban there discusses two aspects, the Hafrasha and the Nesina. So again, it might be a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban whether you count that as two mitzvahs or not. So that's even greater. The Tosas right in the Nobiyud is saying within this mitzvah you have two aspects. But there, that discussion is even, maybe there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah Hafrasha and a mitzvah Nesina. Okay, but that's all alluded to, I thought, in the Rashi, a Batzer Me'achi Lavi Nesina. It's not a Nesina if it's not Chash. Okay, continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef, Shari Le Mari Le Rav Menashe Bar Sheguvli. Shari Le Mari means Hashem should forgive him. Meaning he's very upset of Rav Menashe Ben Sheguvli. Why? Because Anam Riti Neil Le'amaseisen. I told him this Chiddush from Rav. That Rav said this V'chein La'erev, those two words. I told him that about Rav. But I told him to hit about the following Mishnah. V'hu Amar Abraisa, and he said it on this Braisa of Rav Shimon Ben Elazar. Ditznan, which Mishnah did he say it on? Did Rav Yosef really say it on? Ain't folks on the mission in Peah. Last parak in Peah. Ain't folks on the ani begorin mikhati kav chitin v'kav saorin. You can't give an ani less than half a kav of chitim and a kav of saorin. Rabbi or Omer, chati kav saorin. No, half a kav of saorin is enough. V'kav v'chati chutzmin v'kav grogeris, 1.5 kusmin and a kav of grogeris, o manat vela or a manat vela, right, dried figs. Rabbi Akiva Omer press. No, half a manat vela. V'chazi log yayin, half a log of yayin, Rebbe Kiva, a revius of yayin, less. V'revius shemen, a revius a log of oil, Rebbe Kiva, reshminis. Okay, machlokas, how much the shiurim are. V'shar kala peiris and all other fruit, amar abishol, kadei shiim karein v'yikach bahen mazon shei sudas. Enough fruits that he could sell the proceeds and buy enough for two meals. And on that Mishnah, says Rabbi Yosef, v'yomar rav, v'chein la'erev. That's where Rav says v'chein la'erev, not on the previous brisa. So ask the Gemara, what's he getting so upset about? Umay omei dahay mehach. What's he so upset about? He said it on the Braisa. It's also about Meiser Ani. So what's he so upset about? Elam, maybe should cut Tani Bahach, Tavlin. If you want to say it, because in the Braisa, he quoted Tavlin, an Uchla Tavlin. The Tavlin, Labane Achilin, and you can't use Tavlin for an Erev. So it's misleading that Rav said Vachin La Erev on the Braisa. Atu Hacham, Elok Tani Chitin Saorin. The Mishnah also has things you can't use for an Erev, right? Raw wheat and barley. We said yesterday, if it's raw, it's not prepared, you can't use it. But Labane Achilin. So again, why was he so upset about putting it on the Braisa and not on the Mishnah? Elamishim Diktani, because the Mishnah says, no, the Mishnah says, Chatzi Log Yayin. The Mishnah says, half a lug of Yayin is what's needed for an Erev. What's half a lug of Yayin? That's double the amount that we usually have to drink. Revius Halog is a quarter of a lug. Chatzi Log is two Revius. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. That's how much you have to give to an Ani. And on that, V'yamar Rav Ma'arvin B'shei Revius Shal Yayin. And we know Rav has that Chiddush, that for Hilchas Erev, you have to use two Revius. Why? Because you usually have one Revius of wine out of every meal. And you need more than shtei sudas. So you have two revios. So I mean, debina kulei hai, since Rav, obviously, he held like this, that two revios, a half a ka, a half a lug, shvamina ki yamar v'chein le'er v'mahav ansisa kamar, shvamina. It must be that he, when Rav said v'chein le'er, it must be he wanted to tell you the schiddish. He wanted to mefarsim the schiddish of his. So therefore, it must be that he said it on the Mishnah and not on the Brisa. And that's why Rav Yosef was upset at Rav Nashia bar Shugufli. Period. Omar Mar, Mazar Shesu this La'eruv. We said right earlier that the Mishnah from Mikvos quoted up top that all foods could be mitzarif to the two meals for Eruv. It says Mazon Shesu's La'eruv, so we originally thought that only two foods. As long as you have one meal's worth of a food, so two foods could combine. Not more. Humbly Rabba, feel a little mechso, lishish, lorvia. And Rabba said, no, any amount. They can have 15 different foods as long as they combine for the amount of food of two meals. Gufa. Amar Rab, Rab said earlier, ma'arbim she revio shoyayim. Now Rab says, as we just said, two revios of wine is needed. Umi b'inam kule hai, is so much wine needed? Vatani of Jibin Elazar Omer, yayin kade lechobo, how much wine enough to eat with? Chomis kade latavobo, vinegar to dip with. Zeis dip in, zeisim ubatzalim, olives and onions, kedei lechol man shu sudos. So it just says, yayin kedei lechobos. Isn't that a lesser amount of two revi'iyos? So the answer is no. Hasam b'chamer mevashla. No. That's talking about yayin mevushal. Yayin mevushal, Rashi quotes, is usually not eaten drunk by itself. It's just used as a dip. And because it's used as a dip, therefore less is required. And that's what the Gemara says. So we can talk a little bit for a minute or two about yayin mevushal here, because Rashi here says again, you look chaver mevushal kamar to chashav lafizmo. It's chashav to dip in. Av chaver ba'alma. You need how much is usually drunk. So yayin mevushal comes up in a number of halachas. One is hilchos kiddush. Right, there's a gemara that says that ein roy. You're not allowed to make kiddush on except by yayin haroy lenase chagabi hamizbeach. Right, only one that's actually Baba Basra. The Gemara says in Baba Basra on Tzadik Zion, you can only use wine for Kiddush that's roy to pour on the Mizbeach for Nisachim. And the Gemara discusses what's excluded from that. What kind of wine is excluded from that statement? So the Gemara does not mention Yayin Mevushal in the discussion. So Tosas there on Tzadik Zion of an Aleph in Baba Basra says, is this to prove to me that you can pour wine, Yayin Mevushal, on the Mizbeach? So Tosfos discusses, maybe yes, maybe not. Tosfos at the end does not think that it's a proof that you, one way or the other. But some Rishonim, he says that you can't make Bar Pri Hagafen on Yayin Mevushal. Tosfos says, why not? It's not excluded in the Gemara. Anyway, this is a discussion in the Rishonim. Can you make a Bar Pri Hagafen on cooked wine? Again, it's cooked earlier in the process to give it a different flavor. So does it lose its shame Yayin? So most of the Farshim say it still has its shame Yayin. But is it still the best? So, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos says you're not allowed to use Yayin Mevushal for Kiddush. That's the Shitas HaRambam. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, thank God, doesn't only pass in like the Rambam. Of course, two opinions. Makachin al Yayin Mevushal v'Yayin Sheish Bo Dvash. The Shulchan Aruch says you could use make Kiddush on Yayin Mevushal. V'Yesh Omrim, Rambam, and others, Shei Makachin Aleim. It says the Rambam, if you like Yayin Mevushal the best, use the Yayin Mevushal. So some machlokes, again, some are zahir, but Maker Adin Rama said this motor. Why are some zahir? Some are zahir because the Rambam. Some are zahir because the Rambam. So that's why they make it on non-Yayin Mevushal. Why wouldn't you be zahir? What's the problem? Just why Yayin Mevushal? Somebody pointed out to me recently that if you look at the Kedem bottles, the Kedem grape juices even, the plastic ones are mevushal and the big glass ones are not mevushal. It's got to be careful. Why do you have to be careful? Why can't you just use that mevushal? So that's for the other halacha where mevushal comes up, and that's stam yenam, wine that a non-Jew touches.
It's not 100% true.
What?
It's not 100%
true. The what?
The reason they took it off.
I don't know why they took it off. That's not. Okay, they're being mock pit on the big bottles, not on the small bottles. No, I don't know why they changed it. That's not my issue here. I'm just saying, noting that one is one not. Maybe they did it to be able to say the shitas. That's fine. There is a major machlokas in the Achronim. How hot is mevushal? How hot does it have to get to be mevushal? Right. Similar machlokas in terms of pasteurization. How hot does something have to be to get pasteurized mevushal to be called bishalakum and bishal yisrael for other halachas? How hot does it have to be? But in kufchav gimel and yaradeh, that's hilchos yayin nesach. Stam yenem shal amamin ofdek achavim aser bahana v'huadin l'magaam b'yayin shalanu. They can't touch wine. That if a non-Jew, if an Obed Kochavim touches wine, that it's aser b'hanah. Doesn't matter if somebody has a non-Jewish help in the house and they move it in the fridge from one spot to another spot. You got to throw that wine out, right? If they're home alone and they could get to it, got to be very careful. You got to know, got to put different numbers of seals on it, lock it up. One of my rabbeim had one bottle of non-mavushal wine to make kiddush on. He kept it in a safe in his house. Kept it in the safe with a lock on it. Right, but what's yain mavushal? That helps the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara already. Yain mavushal shalanu, shenagaba ovdi kachavim mutter. There's no yain, it's tamiena by yain mavushal. Different reasons why. It's not the most chashev wines. There was never a gzeira regarding it. But either way, that's the halacha. You don't have to ask kashas. Yain mavushal, there's no tamiena by. But that is why some are careful not to have any non-mavushal in their house, because they don't want to run into problems. But if somebody is mocked, you just gotta be careful. Again, but that's just to want you to note that difference on the bottles that we mentioned before. But this is where yain mavushal comes up. It comes up by kiddush, and it comes up by stam yainim. He did use the Gemara. Amar Mar, about 6 lines up. Chometz k'dei l'tavel bo, what a vinegar to dip in. Amar of Gidol, Amar Rab k'dei l'tavel bo, mazon shtei sudas al yerek. So two versions. Enough vinegar to dip 2 meals worth of vegetables. Ika da Amre, another version. Amar of Gidol, Amar Rab yerek hanecha b'shei sudas. Enough to dip vegetables that you eat with 2 meals. So again, it's different. Are you eating a whole meal of salad, or are you just eating salad on the side? So enough vegetable, enough vinegar, enough dressing to dip a whole meal, which is much more, or just vegetables as a side dish. Two versions. Enough olives and onions to eat 2 meals with salami ma'arim. Can you be ma'ariv with onions? One time, Rabbi Meir happened to be in Ardiska, and a man came in to Rabbi Meir. He was on his way to Tivin, and he said, "I made an Erev Tchumin. I'm passing by. I just wanted to take a Shabbos to the Rosh Yeshiva, and I was passing by. I'm on my way. I set up my Erev Tchumin so I could carry outside my tchum with onions. I put that 1,000 amas back, and I'm on my way." And Rameir says, "You're not going anywhere." Voshiba Rameir Ba'am Amishalah. Rameir says, "You're sitting right here next to me." Because what's the halacha? Rameir held that you couldn't be ma'arib with onions. And if you walk outside your tchum on Shabbos, you have 4 amos. That's it. You can't go back to where you started. You're outside your tchum, you can only walk dalet amos. There's a machlokas tanam later on. Are you in the middle of those 4 amos? You can only walk 2 in each direction. Or could you walk 4 amos from wherever you are? That's machlokas tanam. We'll get to later on in the Arabic. But, so Rameir says, "You're not going anywhere. So you see, you can't use onions." Lokasha, haba alim, haba imos. Are you using the leaves of the onions or the middle, the bulbs of the onions? The Tanya, Acha batzal v'hishkev ha-meis. If somebody eats an onion and wakes up and dies, in omrim lo v'mameis. You don't have to ask why they died. Right? You know why they died. V'yamar Shmuel l'shanu el ba'alam. This is only by the leaves of the onions. Again, relates to what we said before about medicine in the Gemara. Avol b'imos laslan ba'al, but you don't have to worry about the bulbs. And that's what we could use for an ear. Ubalalo amran, and even the alim is only will only say if I elodolo ifsil zirsa. If the leaves didn't grow so big, aval ifsil zirsa, if it grew the size of a zera, size of a pinky, less than ba, is also not a problem. Amra papa, another limit. Lo amran elodolo ishti shichra. It's only if you didn't drink beer with the onions. Aval ishti shichra, less than ba. Again, that prevents the detrimental effects of the onions. Tana rabbana, fourth line. Lo yochal adam batzel mipnei nachash shebo. You shouldn't eat onions because of the nachash. But what's the nachash? So the Rashi says the eres, the poison. Right. So the nachash is always associated with poison. You don't have to go further than last week's parsha to realize the nachash means poison. And there's a story that Rabbi Chanina ate half an onion and half of its poison and the poison, and he was on his deathbed, and his chaverim davened for him, and he lived. Mipnei shahashah tzrichalo, as the Gemara. Because the Shah needed him. That's why they davened. That's why Hashem gave him more years. So what's that going on? So if it's going on the second part, Hashem gave him, a longer time because Shah tzrichalo. So we understand, we have some sources related to that, that if a person is tzarech lo litzibur, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't take him because the tzibur needs him. But some of Farshim say, no, it sounds like it's going on the first part. They davened for him, mipnei shahashah tzrichalo. What do you, the only davened for somebody, shahashah tzrichalo. You're about a choli, you don't even know him we davened. The Marsha asks, what's going on here? That's the only reason that they davened? So the Marsha answers that because if you look elsewhere in many different Gemaras, the Marsha quotes, Rabbi Chanina always used to daven for others. He was a very good davener for others. And this is the first time that he couldn't daven for himself. So the Gemara says, "Ein chavish matir atzma bebeis asurim." You can't get yourself out of jail. You need others to get yourself out of jail. So says the Marsha, no, but because now he can't do it himself. That's Rosh Hashanah Tzricha Lo. That's the emphasis of the line. But Rav Yaakov Emden, I saw in the back, in the Yavetz, has another, it's an unbelievable line. Again, it's a halacha l'maaser ramifications. He did this, and he got himself into trouble here. He got himself into hot water. He ate the onion. That's why, they wouldn't have, you put yourself into a matzav sakana, so then, you're kind of on your own. So, because that outweighed it. But really, says the Yavetz, says Rav Yaakov Emden, that it's that was the problem here. Where is it over here? Yaakov Emden, near beinai shvamina sheilu lekein lo hayu mavakshin alav rachamim v'bishe garam ra laatzmo v'echad asam besakana nischay benafsho. I was wondering, if a guy jumps up, goes out on top of the bridge, and standing on the bridge, he's going to jump. So all these policemen and firemen have to climb up and risk their lives to try to save the guy. What is it? He went up to the top of the bridge himself. I'll wait till he comes down. I'm not going to go up there. But again, that's this issue. Okay, bye. Amrav Zir, Amrav Shmuel, Sheikhar Ma'arvin Bo Posel Asa Mikvah, Bishloshes Lugin. Beer, you can be Ma'arib with beer, and beer passels the mikvah with three lugin. Right? If you have a kosher mikvah, and the beer falls in, it passels it with three lugin. Masala Rav Kahana, the Bach takes out the Rav Pshita. Masala Rav Kahana, Kima Bein Zela Meitzeva, what's the difference between this and Meitzeva, colored water? Titzna, as the Mishnah says in Mikvos, Rav Yossi Omer Meitzeva, Posel Asa Mikvah, Bishloshes Lugin. So, what's the difference between beer, and we already know, May mikvah, may tseva. So what's the difference between beer and the may tseva? So our answer, no. Amri, hasa, maya, de tseva ikri. No, colored water is exactly that. It's colored water. And the problem by mikvah is water. If you have mayim she'uvin, if you have problematic water, that's the problem for a mikvah. So that's why the Mishnah would say, may tseva, apostles the mikvah. But, hacha shichr ikri. I might have thought that beer isn't as much of a problem, because it's in a different category. Though its main ingredient is water, but still shichr ikri, it's called beer, and therefore I might have thought that it doesn't passel the mikvah. And thus, that's why we have to have the statement of Shmuel that says it does passel the mikvah. I'm sorry? Beer doesn't, if beer falls in, I don't know if it changes the appearance too much, the chazusa. It's not so, it's not colored water. You're right, it's not exactly the same, but once it falls into the mikvah, it might get diluted and might not change the color of the mikvah. Ubakama ma'arvin, how much do you need to be ma'ariv? So Rav Acha thought to say, betrain rivei shichra. Two rivei shichra. What's two rivei shichra? Rashi points out, two rivei kav. Basically what he's saying is two lugin. Two lugin. Which remember, we always talk in terms of revi'ios. So two lugin of beer. That's what he thought. Why? Where do you get two lugin of beer? The follows. Kedesan, we have the Mishnah in Shabbos. Hamosi, yan kedem zika zakos. We learned that how much wine do you have to carry out on Shabbos to be chai for hotzah. V'tani ala kedem zika, enough to dilute a kos. V'tani ala kedem zika kos yafa, enough to have a cup of wine basically diluted. A kos yafa. My kos yafa, kosho bracha. A kosho bracha, a kos they use for a mitzvah. As much wine that goes into a regular kosho bracha, that's as much wine you're chai for carrying out on Shabbos. How much is that? Kosho bracha shorach shiebo rova revias, kedel shiims again of yamad al revias. You ultimately have to have a revias of wine. So how much wine do you need to carry out? A rova revias. Because you always have the ratio of 1 to 4. One wine, three water to dilute the water. Ukidirav, as Rava says, Damarava kol chamer de lodari al chatzlas maya, any wine that you don't dilute with 3/4 water, lav chamrehu, is not wine. V'ktani seifa, and the seifa of that Mishnah said, v'shar kol ha-mashkin b'revias, v'kol ha-shavachin b'revias. And other mashkin that you carry out is an entire revias. So what's the ratio in that Mishnah regarding carrying out for hotzah? So it says, midahasam al-chad arba, hachanami al-chad arba. Over there in that Mishnah, the ratio of wine to other beverages is 1 to 4, right? A quarter of a revias to a whole revias. But the ratio is 1 to 4. So says the Gemara, so too I assume here is 1 to 4. What did we say on the previous amud? How much wine did Rav say you have to use for an Erev? Two revi'ios halog, which is basically a half a log. So 1 to 4, what's 4 times that? That's 2 lugin. And that's why the suggestion was, by beer, 2 lugin is the amount, right? Because one with the same ratio as for Hilchos Shabbos. And the Gemara answer is no, below he, maybe you can't compare the two. Hasamu debasa miyachi lo chasha. No, over there, by Hilchos Shabbos, less than that amount of other beverages is not chashuv. And that's why carrying that out wouldn't be enough. Over here, people drink a cup in the morning, a cup at night. They don't drink so much beer at two meals. So therefore, you can't compare the cases. Less beer would be required. I have something to say on the Tosis, but let's just try to finish first, and then I'll talk about the Tosis after. Tamar and Bakama, how many dates for the Erev? Amar Rabbi Yosef, Tamar and Bakav, a Kav of Tamar. Amar Rabbi Yosef, how do you know that? Titania, Ochal Grogris, Vashilim Tamarim, because the Brisa says in Sachim, if you eat Grogris, if you eat dried figs, Vashilim, let's say by mistake, you're a Zar Shach, a Truma, Vashogate. You ate Truma by itself, so what do you have to do? So you have to pay back. And you pay back, well, it says, the Chachil is supposed to pay back, you eat fruit, you're supposed to pay back fruit, not just the value. But here it says, Ochal Grogris, let's say you ate Grogris, dried figs, Vashilim Tamarim, and you paid back dates, Tavola Bracha, what a wonderful thing you did. You paid back dates. So why is it such a wonderful thing? Hey, Chidami, Ilay Melefi Damim, what do you do? Ilfi Damim, the Ochal Minei Bezuzah, the Kamishalim Bezuzah, if you ate a Zuz of Grogris, and you're paying back a Zuz of Tamarim, so my Tavola Bracha, Bezuzah Ochal, Bezuzah Kamishalim. So why are you being so what's so great about it, right? So you ate a zuz and you're paying back a zuz. No, it must be that you're great because you just gave the same amount back, but the amount by dates is worth more than about by figs. You ate a garyua of grogris to shavi zuza, which is worth a zuz. You pay back that same amount of tamarim to shavi arbon, that's worth more. And v'ktani tavala bracha. And it's, you see that, you know, it's a great thing because dates are according to the Gemara more chashuv. Alma tamarim adifi. So you see, tamarim are adif than Grogris. So if Tamarim are other than Grogris, so the Gemara, one second, so the Gemara says, that's the source. You see Tamarim are other than Grogris, that's what you need a Kav for in Erev. So the Gemara says, Amarle, Abaya la olam da'achim b'nei b'zuzah v'kam sham b'zuzah. There's no Raya. Maybe it's the same exact, you paid back in money. Well, my Tav olam bracha, da'achim b'nei midi d'lo kafetz l'izvini v'kam sham l'nei midi d'kafetz l'izvini. No, because you gave back Tamarim, and people want to buy Tamarim more than they want to buy Grogris. So that's why it's a good thing. But really, there's no raya from this that it's more davar chashim, and therefore you would need that amount for an erev. Shesisa, how much shesisa do you need for an erev? Shesisa, we had a mesechus brachas. It's this mixture of wheat and water and honey. How much shesisa? That type of dish. Amar avacha bar pinchas, trade shargushi, two shargushi. Kisni, how much roasted grains? Amar abaya, trade buni to pumpadisa, two pumpadisa bunim. Amr Abaya, Amrli, my mother told me, honey, right, remember Abaya, always he quotes his mother, honey kasani ma'ali laliba, these kasani, these roasted grains are good for the heart, umavali machshavasa, and they remove, Rashi says, da'aga, they remove worry. So if you have any heartache, eat these. Amr Abaya, Amrli, hai man de isle chulsha de liba, anybody who has a faintness of the heart, laisi bisra de itzma yamina de dechra, bring meat from the right thigh of an ayo, of a ram, valaisi kavuye de risa de nisan, bring the tsoa of an animal that created that tsoa in Nisan, the ileka kibu de risa, and if you don't have that, laisi sugaina de arvasa, bring some twigs from Arabia, from Arav, the nichbabe, and burn these second materials, and then roast the meat on these coals, marka, and then eat this, and then drink diluted wine afterwards, and you'll be healed from your heartache. Okay, relates to the matters that we discussed before. Tosis for a minute. Tosis and Kadesh Yim Zagenu, the Gemara here quotes that what's a kosher bracha? Diluted wine. You need one quarter yayin and three quarters water. So it says Tosis, the Tema, we learned in Mesechus Brachas on Daf Nun Aleph, there are 10 things that are required by kosher bracha. Four of them are in the Shulchan Aruch. But, right, washing the inside and the outside, and shalem, and so 10 things. But one of them is chai. One of them is chai, which usually means undiluted. Undiluted. So how do you put the two Gemaras together? Here it says kosher bracha, it has to be diluted, and there it says chai, raw. So Tosafot quotes three answers. First, Tosafot quotes Rashi. Rashi says that it's undiluted when you start benching, and then you dilute it in the middle of benching. There was this minhag to dilute it by Haitova HaMetiv. Tosis quotes that minna. So maybe that's what it means. Earlier it's chai, and later it becomes diluted. Rabbi Natam says, no, chai means mazik. Chai doesn't mean totally undiluted. It means mazik lo mazik. It means a little bit diluted. But the third one's important for us now. Ubnei narvona mefarshim, dechai koi yakos. Chai is talking about the wine, talking about the cup. La'afuki koshavur. Chai means an alive cup to exclude a broken cup. The kulu asar dvarim koi yakos. It's all talking about the kos. You can't have a koshavur. So what is that? Okay, it can't be broken. What does it have to do with us? Ah, this is Rav Moshe's Chumrah. Rav Moshe in Gimel Amites talks about paper cups, disposable cups for Kiddush. And Rav Moshe says, no good. Why? Artosis. Artosis, same Tosis appears in Brachos, because disposable cups, just like a koshavur, Right, koshavar. Just like if you have a koshavar, if the stem is broken, the Gemara says no good. So too, ein lecha shavar gadol mizera. Moshe says it's disposable. You're going to throw it out afterwards. So Moshe says it must be you need a kos na'eh for kiddush. Veroa anisha koshel niyarshu rak l'shah apam zeh bovad who owed garua de ein lo shum chashivus shavada in a royal brachavazer l'kiddush. But like a kos acher yesh lahakel. Ula yesh lahakel. Ramosha is not into it at all. That's Ramosha. Other poskim, though, are more makel. The Sitz Eliezer, Rav Oldenburg, has a tshuva where he quotes Ramosha in Chelek Tesvav Simen Chavez, where he says, "Acher bakashas mechila eineni roa basis leisuro." He's a play on words. I don't realize any. He says, "What's a shavur? A shavur is something that's made as one way and it breaks. These were made like this." This isn't shavur. This is exactly what it's supposed to be used for. That's not a shavur. He says chai means kafi and siraso. Mashlo shayach zeh because in the yarsha kachut chilas yitzirasam v'chai kemi aviyazav lo nefzim yemenu klum. Ein memelo kol pikpuk milakadish lahavdil aleim. Maybe a couple of shuvas of the Debetzin Rebbe. Also the Ber Moshe who allows it. Many posts can allow. But again, if you want to be machmer for a Moshe, this is allowed. One question that I've asked before, I'm putting it out on the web. Maybe somebody could send an email. What's Mayor Moshe's email? Try to send us an email. Send it to Rabbi Spivak if you want. Just get me an answer. I've seen Rabin B'chashuvim take two plastic cups. Right? You know, you only have one, so you put two together. So I never understood that. I mean, it must be based on somewhere. According to Ramosha, it's two zeros. Two zeros don't make a zero. And according to Sitzel Yezer, you don't need to. So you want to make it more chashuv. But who are you making it more chashuv to? According to Ramosha, it's two broken cups. Two broken cups on top of each other don't help. And according to the Sitzel Yezer and other poskim, again, there must be a tshuva out there that says to do that, but I've never seen it and I would love to find it. So if anybody knows about it, please email the shul or email somebody to let me know what that is. Again, I don't want to give out my email because I just don't have time to listen to Baruch Hashem. There'll be a lot of questions every day, so I'd rather not. But again, if you really need it, you can get it from YU or Rabbi Spivak. But you can just email him. And anybody knows the basis for this, I would love to know. Thank you very much.
Email the answer to Rabbi Rogers' question at mmaltz@gmail.com. That's mmaltz@gmail.com. Thank you.
Today's shiur was Zechanishmas, Devasiv and Dov Mordechai.